On University of New England Week, surfing has a gender gap issue. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amy Velakis, teaching professor and program director of outdoor business and innovation, suggests a solution.
In 2008, I conducted a study examining gender inequality among women surfers in Southern California. As a female surfer myself, I have seen the disparities firsthand. My research, which has spanned over 15 years, highlights common themes among women in male-dominated sports. The interview questions for my first study were designed to explore women surfers' experiences in Southern California, focusing on gender inequality, surfing ability, frequency, locations, and companions. The goal was to determine whether gender inequality exists in surfing and how it shapes the experiences of women. A follow-up study in 2018 revisited this topic, comparing the experiences of women surfers in Huntington Beach over the past decade. Since conducting the original study, significant progress has been made for women surfers. In November 2016, Sarah Gerhart became the first woman to surf Mavericks, a legendary wave in Northern California capable of producing 60-foot swells. In 2017, the Agadir Open in Morocco introduced a women's division for the first time. And by 2019, equal prize money for male and female surfers was announced. Despite these advancements, the 2018 study revealed that gender inequality persists in surfing. The research highlighted the enduring challenges faced by women in this male-dominated sport, critically examining the resilience and determination required to carve out a space for themselves. A predominant theme that emerged in the interviews was female intimidation. A majority of the participants complained of coercion in the water because their male counterparts are incredibly aggressive. This concept has a direct connection to the theme of male surfer aggressiveness. This ongoing struggle underscores the broader barriers women encounter when participating in male-dominated sports.
That was Amy Velakis of the University of New England. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.